The aerial target list, the impact of TESS and the potential for characterizing multiple planets within a system, by Billy Edwards et al. The ESA aerial mission has been adopted for launch in 2029 and will conduct a survey of around 1,000 exoplanetary atmospheres during its primary mission life. By providing homogeneous datasets, with a high SNR and wide wavelength coverage, Aerial will unveil the atmospheric demographics of these faraway worlds, helping to constrain planet formation and evolution processes on a galactic scale. Aerial seeks to undertake a statistical survey of a diverse population of planets and, therefore, the sample of planets from which this selection can be made is of the utmost importance. While many suitable targets have already been found, hundreds more will be discovered before the mission is operational. Previous studies have used predictions of exoplanet detections to forecast the available planet population by the launch date of Aerial, with the most recent noting that the Transience Exoplanet Survey Satellite TESS alone should provide over 1,000 potential targets. In this work, we consider the planet candidates found to date by TESS to show that, with the addition of already confirmed planets, Aerial will already have a more than sufficient sample to choose its target list from once these candidates are validated. We showcase the breadth of this population as well as exploring, for the first time, the ability of Aerial to characterize multiple planets within a single system. Comparative planetology of worlds orbiting the same star, as well as across the wider population, will undoubtedly revolutionize our understanding of planet formation and evolution. This was the Aerial Target List, the impact of TESS and the potential for characterizing multiple planets within a system, by Billy Edwards et al.